From Spark and Anvil and CypherForge, this is Sift and Tally in Chapter 1 of the CypherForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The study smelled of old paper, beeswax, and concentration. In the center of the room, a heavy oak table was an island in a sea of flickering candlelight. Upon this island sat a long scroll of parchment, covered in symbols that looked like tangled knots and scribbled bugs. At one end of the table stood Sift, a whirlwind of nervous energy. At the other sat Tally, a picture of perfect calm. Sift's fingers drummed a frantic rhythm on the wood. "Look at it, Tally. It's a mess. A beautiful, wonderful, impossible mess. Where do we even start? There are so many." Tally didn't look up from sharpening a row of pencils, each one honed to a perfect point. "We start where we always start," Tally said, their voice as smooth and even as a polished stone. "Not with the meaning, with the shape." Tally lined up the 10 sharpened pencils in a neat parallel row. "Not with the story, with the count." Sift bounced on the balls of their feet, leaning over the scroll. Their eyes weren't reading. They were scanning, searching, hunting. "Yes, yes, the count. I see a bunch of the little squiggles with the tail. And the double dot one, it's next to the boxy one again. Oh, this is going to be good." Tally finally looked up, offering Sift a small, steady smile. "Then let us begin."
Sift swooped over the coded message like a hawk. Their job wasn't to count, not yet. Their job was to see, to find the rhythm in the jumble, the habits of the person who wrote it. They ignored the few symbols that appeared only once or twice. Those were lonely letters, the J's and the Q's of the secret world. They weren't important right now. Sift was hunting for the popular ones. "There," Sift chirped, pointing a slim finger at a symbol that looked like a tiny lopsided crown. "That one, it's a regular chatterbox." Sif's finger darted from one lopsided crown to the next, a firefly connecting invisible dots across the page. "It's everywhere. It must be important." Sift then noticed something else. "And look," they whispered, leaning closer. "See this pair? The arrow and the circle? They're almost always together, like best friends." Sift circled a few of the arrow and circle pairs with a dry finger. They didn't make a mark on the precious scroll, of course. The map was in their head. They gathered the patterns, the clumps, the lonely symbols, and the friendly pairs. Sift was the scout, reporting back on the landscape of the code.
While Sift hunted for patterns, Tally prepared the ledger. Tally drew a clean grid on a fresh sheet of parchment. At the top of each column, Tally carefully copied one of the unique symbols Sift had found. The lopsided crown got the first column. The arrow and circle pair got its own special spot. Tally's movements were precise, without a single wasted motion. This was not a place for guesswork. This was a place for facts.
"Ready," Tally said quietly.
Sift began to call out the symbols, moving across the top line of the scroll. "Lopsided crown, box, circle, arrow and circle, lopsided crown again." With each word from Sift, Tally's pencil made a tiny, neat vertical mark in the correct column. When a column reached four marks, the fifth was a swift diagonal slash through the first four. A neat little bundle of five. It was a language Tally understood perfectly. The stacks of tick marks grew, column by column, a city of numbers rising from the page. Tally didn't need to see the code anymore. They were listening to its heartbeat, one tick at a time.
After an hour, Sif's voice was hoarse, and Tally's ledger was full. Tally's pencil moved one last time, writing a final number at the bottom of each column. They slid the ledger across the table. "The count is complete," Tally announced. Sift peered at the numbers. The column under the lopsided crown symbol was by far the tallest. The number at the bottom was 42. The next closest was the boxy symbol, with only 28.
42, Sift breathed. It's the most common by a long shot, just like I thought. Sift tapped a finger on the ledger. In our language, what's the letter we use more than any other?
Tally didn't need to check a chart. The letter E, Tally said simply.
A wide grin spread across Sift's face. So, what if we pretend? Sift picked up a soft charcoal pencil. What if, just for a moment, every lopsided crown is an E?
Sift found the first crown on the coded scroll and lightly, carefully wrote a tiny E above it. Then the next, and the next.
As Sift filled in the E's, the messy code began to offer up its secrets. A word with three letters near the beginning now looked like this. A symbol, an E, another symbol. But Sift recognized the first symbol from their earlier scan. It was the one that always seemed to appear with the last symbol.
Tally, look, Sift said, pointing. The dash E dash word, and the first symbol and the last one are the same.
Tally leaned in, their calm eyes studying the word. A common pattern, Tally stated, like in the word level or rotor.
Or I, Sift exclaimed.
They penciled in an E for the first and last symbols, just to see. The word became E-E-E. That didn't seem right. Sift erased the marks. Okay, not I. But what about a really, really common three-letter word? The most common one of all?
Tally and Sift looked at each other, the same thought sparking between them. Together, they said, the.
Sift's hand flew across the page. The symbol before the E must be a T. The symbol after it must be an H. They filled in all the T's and all the H's across the scroll. Suddenly, whole words started to take shape. The code wasn't a tangled mess anymore. It was a puzzle, and they had just found the corner pieces. Sift let out a delighted whoop, and even calm Tally broke into a warm, proud smile. Side by side, hearts light, the two friends grinned at what they had unlocked together.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Sift and Tally. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.